What's going on, y'all? Y'all listening to the Grind Ethics Mixtape Show, and I'm your host, Victory, BX Supreme Promoter, basically. Know what I'm saying? Basically. Yo, before I start this episode, anybody that liked this episode of the Grind Ethics Mixtape Show, I'd be very grateful if anyone can make a small donation, or you can make a big donation. I don't care. Or you can make a big donation. The donation link is Cash App at Grind Ethics. Cash App at Grind Ethics. And yeah, I'm here with my sister, R&B artist, Pretty Onyx. What's going on, sister?
Yes, how you doing? How's everything?
Everything's cool. Everything's cool.
That's good. That's good. Good afternoon. And nice sunny day.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I like your name, Pretty Onyx. How you came up with that name?
Basically, Pretty Onyx, I didn't have a name at first. I was just going to go by my regular name, which is Tiffany, which is real original. And my producer at the time was like, no, you have to be basically unique. So I was like, okay, Pretty Onyx. I like the stone onyx, the black stone onyx. And I was like, I'm pretty, so why not put Pretty Onyx together? So he was like, all right, we could rock with that. We could go with that. Not knowing down the line it had a huge meaning. It was like a strong meaning behind that name. I know now that, the onyx stone is very powerful. It's a strength, and pretty is beautiful. So I guess, and the stone is basically a healing stone. So I guess it's like for me is my beautiful music. I'm healing people with my words and my music, and that's how it came forth. So
well, that's cool. Every time I hear the word onyx, I think about the rap group.
No, I'm Pretty Onyx. I'm an R&B singer. I'm way, way different lane from Onyx.
You performing with Fredro and Sticky Fingers and all them niggas. I hear that. So tell us how you started singing.
I started singing at the age of 4. Basically, I've always been into the performing arts scene. I graduated from a performing arts high school, Brooklyn High School of the Arts. I started basically being in the studio at 15, laying down tracks. Didn't really put out music, was scared to. And I just recently put out music in 2017. So, yeah.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. I hear that. So tell us the very first time that you started performing, or your very first show. Was you
My
nervous?
very first show was at HQ Lounge, and I was nervous as hell. Like my stomach started hurting, I was sweating. I didn't know, like it was just like a whole bunch of thoughts running through my head. Is people gonna like me? Is people gonna like my music? Like, how am I gonna do this? How am I gonna move? And so it was a lot of things. But I did my thing. People like my music. People like me. I actually performed at HQ Lounge a couple of times. They brought me back because they liked how I performed. And that's how I started. And then, I started doing showcases other places, working with other people, networking. So, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. So what gets you more high, performing live on stage or performing in the studio?
I would say performing live on stage. I like to get a good feedback from the audience. I like the response, the attention that I get. It's like basically it's like a rush. I can't explain it. It's like this hot, this feeling that you get. But I love it. Like, I really do, and I can't wait to go back to performing.
Yeah, exactly. After they finish this so-called pandemic, which really a plandemic. So, you know what I mean? This didn't go along as much as they wanted to, huh? This whole charade.
I just wish they just hurry up and, like just get over this. It's just like too much going on. I mean, like it's a blessing and a curse at the same time. Whereas, I mean, like with my music and as far as people noticing me, people wasn't noticing me before. Like, I was putting out stuff. It was too much going on. Like, everybody was just on the move, on the move. Now that is the pandemic, everything has slowed down. People is more focused on social media. So now a lot of people is looking for artists and looking, you know, looking at their work. And that's how I marketed myself a good, you know, a good way. Now people is basically looking at me, and I'm, you know, I'm doing good with it. So I'm happy with it. You know, so.
It's just like this book I heard about. I gotta buy this book. Because they don't have it for free on YouTube. It's called Obstacles is the Way. So even during obstacles, like me, for example, I'm a regular street vendor. I go outside and sell stuff, you know. And that's been my regular hustle. That's been my regular thing. And I haven't been making no, I haven't been out hustling like that. Even though it's safe, even though the economy is open or whatever, but I still haven't been outside or whatever. But during the lockdown, I've been making money asking people for donations, just DMing people a link of Grind Ethics and asking them for donations. Just like how I was asking for donations before I presented you, I was really getting money from people, not only people I don't know, but I was getting people, I mean, not only people that I do know, but I was definitely getting people, I mean, I was definitely getting money from people that I don't know from anywhere, so... And that's been a blessing. I was like, oh, shoot, I could really make money off this Cash App shit. Because I'm not really that technology savvy when it comes to electronic money. I hate electronic money. Just give me the cash.
But
it's fast.
New wave soon, so everybody got to get up on it. They want to get electronic, so, you know, got to get used to it.
Yeah, got to get used to it. But definitely. But speaking of money... Since you've been doing your thing, singing for a while, have anybody, any wise people, any wise-ass motherfuckers in your family member, in your family or your friends or your circle of friends be like, yo, you've been doing this for a while, and you're not getting paid or are you getting paid or whatever?
Nobody really haven't asked me that. In my family, they know better to ask me that anyway. You know, they know I do my thing. I have 3 kids of my own, so nobody can ask me for nothing. And the only time you can somebody can ask me for something is if I'm investing in my career. Other than that, I got my 3 kids to look after, so nobody really asked me.
No, I meant, have anybody asked you, yo, you've been singing for years, and you still, and are you making money, or is this sustainable for you? Blah, blah, blah. You know, nosy people that's in your circle.
Oh, no.
That always want to know. Yeah.
I had some of my friends be like, oh, are you doing this? Are you making money? But, you know, like I told them, nothing comes easy and everything. You have to be patient in this business. So, right now, I'm just now, you know, starting to get paid for features and starting, you know, having people starting to pay me for certain things. But, you know, you have to work towards it. It takes years. It takes grind. It takes, you know, you have to have a certain level of, you know, you have to have a certain status for people to be like, okay, I'm going to start paying this person. I'm going to start, you know, doing this kind of service with this person. So, like I told my friends, it takes time.
Of course, you know? Of course. Do you have a manager, somebody that help you get organized or help you link you with different platforms?
I sure do. Five Star Demos. He has his own podcast, The Elevated Podcast. Like, he's been helping me along the way. I thank him so much. Like, he got me acting gigs. He got me, you know, to work with artists, Fries the Twins, Mary, MJ, and Mills. I've been, you know, working with the twins. I've also been trying to work with this other artist, Rob J. He just did a feature with the baby. So I'm basically like, you know, I'm on my hustle, on my grind, and he's been the one that's basically been pushing me to, you know, promote and do certain things as far as like with my career. So I thank him a lot, like, for real.
Okay, that's cool. Oh, yo, let's talk about, speaking of acting, let's talk about this web series that you're a part of. How you got down with that?
That was actually Z. I'm a part of Bronx Unit, and he actually got me that role. So, yeah, it was like, oh, you know, they like the way he shows them, like, stuff. That's why I said social media is very powerful. Show, like, some of my little TikTok skits that I've been doing. It was like, oh, she's good. I like the way she acts. I like her look. She fits the look. Bring her on in. Quinn, and that's how I got the role or whatever. And I'm also working on more stuff with more projects with the director Matthew Silva. So it's dope. And I'm also going to be, you know, working with Ray Loon. I'm also going to be working doing other projects. I have this this documentary about a girl named Tierra. She got murdered at Juve. So I'm also working on a documentary with that. I'm actually playing her. So I got that coming up. And then, you know, it's a blessing and it's a lot, but I'm thankful for it.
Well, that's cool. Mm-hmm. So how is it like acting? Is it hard?
Natural for me. I don't know. I guess it's my personality and who I am. It's really natural. And like I've just basically I'm putting out my music video completely done. That's off of the my EP Diary of Heartbreak. I did a little acting in that also, so I can't wait until that come out. I'm gonna tag you, you know, in it and have you, you know, be one of the first people to see the video. So I did a little acting in it with, it's supposed to be like a boyfriend of mine, and he basically, you know, dogged me, and he was talking to some girl, like one of my friends, and she lived in my building, so I, you know, I basically like was cursing him out and doing whatever. It was cool and it was fun, but I did my little acting thing in that, so.
Okay. So let's talk about the album, Diary of a Broken Heart. How long it took you to finish that EP?
Diary of Heartbreaks, it took me, I would say I started writing that when I was pregnant last year. I was going through some things with my child's father and like things I was just like feeling, I was just writing. I had gotten a little writer's block or whatever like that. That's what took me so long to finish up a little bit after I had my son, but it got done. And the songs is dope, and the songs is from my experiences. So I know that other females and even guys can relate to, you know, my music and my songs. So.
Well, that's cool. Who are the producers of the EP?
I went to Zyx Studios. I worked with Dot at Zyx Studios, and also his other homeboy Shot. So I worked with them two. To get my EP done, and they're very dope. That's a very dope studio. I would recommend, you know, people to go there. Very dope. You know, other main known artists goes there. Like, of course, Zyx Studios. So hopefully, you know, people take heed. Zyx Studios. He's a videographer. He did my completely done video. He's mad dope. He works with a lot of artists too, upcoming artists too, and he's dope too. Whole people, you know, like work with these people. They're very good people and they're very dope. So.
Okay, that's cool. So tell us where you want to take your career. Are you looking for a record deal, or do you want to stay independent, but independent on a bigger level?
I would stay independent on a bigger level. I really don't want to do a record deal right now, because I've been hearing a lot of stories about record deals. I like the 360, you know, deals and how people have been getting railroaded in the industry. So I'd rather just stay independent and take it to another level that way. But as I can make my own money, I can do my own thing. I really, you know, I'm learning myself how to do everything in this industry. And maybe 5 years from now, when I know a certain amount of things, I can help other artists too and build their brand. You know, so that's what I'm willing to do.
What about if a label be like, yo, listen, Pretty Onyx, whatever your name is, we'll pay you $5 million for your publishings, your name, everything that you own. We'll give you $5 million in advance right now.
$5 million, that doesn't mean that $5 million you're going to get is your $5 million, because you still got to pay lawyers, you still got to pay management, you still got to pay, it's all type of people that you got to pay. So that $5 million is not really your $5 million. It's just, yeah, it's an advance, but you got to pay it back, you know. So, I don't know about that.
See, that's smart, but you forgot who else you have to pay. You have to pay the mafia, aka the IRS. So you might be left with, out of that $5 million, you might be left with like maybe, damn, you might be left with $2 million. You lucky if you met.
I would be lucky if I'm left with even that.
Yeah, exactly.
I have to tell you everybody, because, you know, these labels, they don't know. It's like, Jeff Payne is, you could be with Def Jam, but then you could be like with two other labels that they signed to. Like, it's so many like little fine print things that, you know, you have to be mindful of and be aware of. And that's why I said it's easier being independent and earning your money that way. You don't have to worry about all the little monsters that, you know, trying to, you know, feed off of your brand, you know. So I just rather stay independent.
What's your advice for people who's talented, live in the hood, they ain't got no job, no steady income, you know, and they in a financial rut, but a company wants to hit them off with, let's say, $5 million.
And you see,
for selling out their publishers, their name, and their whole brand.
I would just say, be careful. I mean, if that's true, I'm not telling people, you know, everybody should be independent, everybody should be with a record label. It's what you feel that's good for yourself, what you feel that's suitable for you. If you feel that you want to be with a record label, you can deal with that and you can handle that type of, you know, environment and situation, by all means, go ahead. Just be careful and know what you're signing yourself into, and always, you know, go about it with a lawyer. Don't sign nothing, don't do nothing, just go about it with a lawyer. I prefer to stay independent or whatever, but I know that's a harder road to go. People really don't want to stay independent. People want to sit there and do it, you know, go the easy route. So I understand that. But, you know, just be careful.
Yeah, definitely be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, I hear that. So who has been your inspirations as far as R&B and other genres besides R&B? If you have other, you know.
Well, I'm such a old school R&B person. Like, I like Luther Vandross. Who else? Luther Vandross, Patti LaBelle, Chaka Khan, Betty Wright. I'm mainly, you know, I love those, you know, love those people. Also, the newer school, I'm into like K. Michelle, Keisha Cole, Little Mo, Mary J. Blige, my favorite. That's my auntie. That's my auntie in my head. Mary J. Blige. That's my auntie. Mary. Escape, SWC. All them, like, I'm really like.
How old are you? You telling your age now.
No, I'm not.
You in your 20s, 30s? I'm not going to blow you up.
I'm young. But I mean, like, I like my old school music, you know. I'm young.
Oh, damn. Well, thank you, sister, for being on the Grind Ethics Mixtape Show. Much success to you. Tell everybody where they could contact you.
Yes, so you could definitely contact me. I'm on Instagram all the time at Pretty Onyx, PRETTIONYX, one word. And you can also hear my music on Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal. I'm also on YouTube. Anywhere you can Google me, you can definitely find me. And also be on the lookout for my new music video, Completely Done. That's going to be out in the next week. And also I'm doing a new video to the song I'm With It, that's also on the Diary of Heartbreaks. Look out for that also. And, you're going to be hearing much more from me. So...
Definitely. Yo, we are peoples. Anybody like this episode or this interview, or anybody like this episode of Grind Ethics Mixtape Show, yo, I'd be very grateful if anyone could make a donation. The link, once again, is Grind Ethics Cash App. That's Grind Ethics Cash App. Follow me on Twitter, Grind Ethics. Also, you follow me on Grind Ethics Media. Also, you can follow me on Grind Ethics Mixtape Show. And I'm out, peoples. And remember, tell a friend that's all about the motherfucking grind, basically.